sent you a selfie. Maybe because I'm sitting, I just feel like...
You think it's weird?
What? What I sent you? I don't know. Look at it.
I like it. That one?
Yeah. What do you think? You could probably put a warm filter on it.
Yeah.
Like a little warmer.
Because
you can't just take a picture of me from across the table. It has to be like posed.
Ooh. With filters.
Filters. I'm going to take a picture of you right now, and I'll tell you how much you like it from across the table. You're going to hate that so much.
That's the best.
No, it's terrible. Do you want me to send it to you?
I do.
That is not the best.
Oh my God. What did we do before, like,
before we filters? Would take pictures? Well, you had 24 chances to take a good photo, and you didn't just take 500 selfies. That's why there's so many dumb pictures of me in high school.
I'm posting it on the podcast.
Are you really?
Totally doing it.
See, that would be better.
Like this.
Do that. But have your mouth open like you did before, like you're shocked. No, now you just...
What a day.
I know.
How was your day today?
My day?
What did you do?
I don't even remember.
It all just kind of blurs together, right?
One white claw and... Oh, I got my hair done. What?
Yeah. Oh, shit. You did get your hair done. Man. It's been a long, long day.
I did that. Which, I probably should have mentioned that on the last recording.
That's all right. Anyway. That doesn't matter. it all blurs together.
Other than that, ran some errands. I picked up my mushroom fused glass nightlight that I made at Hot Plate.
Did it turn out cool?
It's beautiful.
God damn it.
Where were you?
I wasn't anywhere. You just forgot to tell me.
That is not true. You said you didn't want to spend the money on it.
After you told me that you had done it.
After I told you how much it was? No.
You told me how much it was, and then you went to do it, and I totally forgot to remind you, and you forgot to remind me, and then you told me you did it, and I was just like, oh, well, I guess I didn't want to spend the money on it anywhere. Anyway, that was the conversation. Thanks.
Whatever. There's mine. Isn't that cute?
That's so cute.
If they do it again... Yeah. I'll make another one.
I like mushrooms.
That's the one that Lily made.
Yeah. I like it.
They turn out super cute. So I picked up those. We ate salad bowls from LSP, which are amazing.
Titillating.
I know. My day is just full of excitement and adventure. Then I took notes because this film wasn't, I don't know. It's going to be hard to explain. It's going to be a hard one to review.
Parallel.
Yeah. And then I came here with my vacuum cleaner.
Thank you.
And then I fixed your vacuum.
And then you fixed my vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
I just went to work. And it was Friday and it's spring break. So, like, none of the students were in. So it was just kind of like bullshitting with two coworkers all day. It was fun. Yeah.
If this seems off too, because... Spring break will be over by the time.
Yeah.
We're recording early because we're both going out of town.
Going to someplace warm.
Yes.
Leaving the winter because it's stupid and we hate it.
I'm going to Florida with some gal friends as like my first ever girls trip.
And I'm going to Florida to do escape rooms with my husband and brother-in-law and sister-in-law and the fifth wheel. He doesn't listen to this, so it doesn't matter.
Who's the fifth wheel?
Andrew.
Oh, whatever.
Mountain biking friend.
The definitely invited fifth wheel.
You? Andrew? Oh, yeah, no,
sometimes
100%.
Sometimes people are like, oh, it's the fifth wheel. It's like...
Actually, Andrew was going down to meet up with some bicycling friends down there, and we kind of were like,
So you guys are fourth wheeling his unicycle.
Yes.
Okay, so it was his idea, and then all of you were like, heck yeah, we're coming too.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll go to Florida. Then it's like March, and it's just like...
Ugh. We kind of did that too. So I was going to go to Florida with Stacy and then a friend of hers I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it'll work out, whatever. I'm not horribly difficult to get along with. And I'm assuming if this person
the worst.
So then Stacy's friend invited someone else.
Okay. Oh,
that
so
Stacy kind of knows. Okay. Like they were Stacy was in her friend's wedding and this other gal was too. But Stacy doesn't know her other than
gal
the
wedding. Pals.
Yeah. So we're going to Florida.
That'll be super fun.
We're making up aliases and fake backstories.
Do you have one?
I don't have a backstory yet.
Do you have a name?
I do. My name is going to be Jeanette Forge.
That sounds fucking made up.
It does, and I don't give a shit.
I'm Jeanette Forge. I'm a real estate agent Minneapolis area.
I don't want to be a real estate agent. I will
want to be a stripper.
Look at me.
You can do it.
And I would not make any money.
You'd be surprised.
I don't want to work in the kind of club that would hire me, okay? I'm not terrible. I'm just saying that, like,
yeah.
I definitely don't have a stripper body.
Yeah.
I have a mildly athletic 40-year-old body.
Which is great.
Yeah. I don't know what my backstory is.
That's all right.
I made up one because one of the girls wants to be Emily. Emily May or something like that.
Emily Santaro from New York.
So she, Emma Grace.
Oh my God.
And she goes, but then it sounds like I should be, what did she say?
From Tennessee or something.
She said that she should be going to church instead of on spring break.
Maybe this is her chance to let loose.
Yeah. So I made up the backstory that she's from rural Iowa and she's a pastor's daughter.
I would be very careful. This sounds like the beginning of a porn movie.
What?
My name's Emma Grace and...
No, I'm not doing an accent. I don't think anyone's doing an accent. I could see Stacy.
For sure.
Doing like...
From what I know of her.
I don't know what her name is. I think she wanted to be like Renee something.
Okay. I started listening to the True Blood podcast.
Yeah.
And it makes me really want to start. It makes me really want to play a D&D character with a southern accent. Y'all come back now, you hear? That's like very like.
And that's all you say.
That's all I say.
That's the only thing you can say with an accent.
What are we doing?
When there was an episode of Frasier. Where they like accidentally cross the border into Canada and Daphne has a work visa, so she can't leave the US.
Yes.
And
I remember that
episode. She cannot speak in an American accent at all. So she just like repeats the same thing every time they ask her a question because she's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your D&D character would just constantly repeat herself.
Yeah, I'll come back now.
You could be like an innkeeper. I don't know what you would say.
There is a species of D&D character that just repeats things that other people have said. It's a bird. It's like a bird character.
You know, no, if it's just repeating what other people have said, then you know everyone you play D&D with is going to say the most ridiculous shit
titty.
To you. And you're going to be like, fuck balls, titty.
Oh, we need to get on track.
What? This isn't just us hanging out.
10 minutes.
One white claw and I'm going crazy.
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin. Sorry. I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to be looking in the mirror in Oculus. I didn't have anything prepared for this one. The other one was easier to do, but
yeah, because
I don't know. We're gonna be looking in the mirror. Oculus came out in 2013 and it's an hour and 44 minutes. You can get it on Stars if you have a subscription or Amazon for $2.99 or you can rent it from Amazon for $2.99 or if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it for free.
Yes. I think that's where I watched it.
Yeah, I watched it for free. It's directed by Mike Flanagan, Midnight Mass, Hush, Bly Manor, Hill House, all of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know that until I looked at the cast.
Yes.
And then I like started making the connections.
His cast definitely overlaps.
Mm-hmm.
The writers, Mike Flanagan, Jeff Howard, and Jeff Seidman. It stars Karen Gillan as Kaylee Russell, adult version. Doctor Who, Jumanji, like the newer Jumanji, and Guardians of the Galaxy, along with numerous others. She's fabulous. Brenton Thwaites.
Thwaites.
Okay. As the older Tim Russell, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
And no lies.
And no lies.
They tell nothing. Okay.
And he was Prince Philip in Maleficent, the new one.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Katie Sackhoff plays Marie Russell, the mother. The Mandalore. I don't even know why I'm reading them off because Katie Sackhoff is pretty well known.
Just, yeah.
The Mandalorian, The Flash, Battlestar Galactica, and Riddick.
Yes.
She also stars as herself in Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Rory, it's one of those words.
Rory?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I know that's...
It's one word that I just... My mouth doesn't go that way. Cochran as Alan Russell, the dad. He was in Empire Records, CSI Miami, Argo, and Antlers. And then...
Which Antlers is a scary one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
About the Wendigo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or a version of the Wendigo.
Yeah.
Annalise Basso plays the young Kaylee. She's in Snowpiercer, Slender Man, and she was in a True Blood episode.
Which I haven't seen Slender Man either. Have you?
I haven't either, but I know of the origin and
lore
behind
him. Well, yeah, I know
the
story. We haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm. Garrett Ryan plays young Tim. He was in Insidious 2 and 3 as young Josh.
Mm-hmm.
James Lafferty plays Michael Dumont, Kaylee's fiance. He was in Hill House and One Tree Hill. Miguel Sandoval, who plays Tim's psychiatrist. And I wrote him down because he's in so many things. He's very well known. He was in Sharp Objects, Jurassic Park, Medium, which I really liked with Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then... I am going to say her, Kate Segal as Marisol Chavez, one of the ghosts. She's in Hush, Hill House, Bly, Midnight Mass.
And she's also married to the...
Mike Flanagan.
Yeah.
Yep. There it is.
It was filmed in a couple different locations in, I think, Alabama, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
The Mirror, I would also consider part of the cast.
Yes. So I made a list.
Of where The Mirror...
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know if we want to go. We'll go into it now.
I just wrote down a list of other films that The Mirror had been in.
What?
Yeah.
Do tell. I didn't know this.
Gerald's Game, Haunting of Hill House, Dr. Sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. So The Mirror, or reference to that.
The Lasser Glass?
Yes.
Or the actual mirror?
The actual prop mirror. The prop mirror.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tried looking for a replica online, could not find one.
Would you want one?
No.
What's the history of the mirror? You can tell that bit.
So the Lasser Glass came into the ownership of Philip and Virginia Lasser in 1754 in London.
It's about a haunted mirror.
Yeah.
We didn't get to that.
Am I going to go into deaths?
No, just origin, I guess.
And
how many people it killed.
Over 50 people.
Okay.
And animals.
Yes.
So I do have a list of the main victims that Karen Gillan goes into later, but the origin was London.
I think this one's going to be difficult because it does jump back and the timeline jumps a lot.
Yes. And the timeline kind of runs parallel to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So
as things are unfolding, you know, bits from their past come out.
Yes.
Then it's back in current time. Then it jumps back to kind of explain the story as it goes along. It won the 2015 Fangoria Chainsaw Award for Best Wide Release Film and Best Supporting Actress, Katie Sackhoff. And then it also won a Fright Meter Award for Best Editing for Michael Flanagan.
Yeah.
And the editing would take time because the timeline jumps towards the end. It kind of blends.
Yes.
So it's really all over the place. Like it would be hard to manage that. And I did read that when he wrote the script, all of the past was in italics.
Okay.
Like it was printed completely different so that they could keep track of the timeline as they
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. It begins with a girl sees a guy with a gun, runs with her brother away from the house, or attempts to. Mm-hmm. They're attempting to get out of the house. And then...
it starts off pretty quick.
Yes. Yeah. It ends up being a dream. Tim, is the son, is in therapy for being delusional.
Yep.
Apparently, everything that he saw as a child after years of therapy, he now understands it was a delusion.
Yeah.
Or, you know, has convinced himself it was a delusion.
Mm-hmm.
He's being discharged from therapy. How long has it been? Like 15 years? 12 years?
12 years.
12 years. Mm-hmm. So this happens when they're like youngish kids, but old enough.
10 or 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now they're adults.
Then he allegedly was in there for killing his dad.
His sister, Kaylee, is at an auction trying to get this mirror.
Her fiance owns the auction house and she works there.
Convenient.
It's the Michael DeMont auction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She is picking up her brother.
Yeah.
And is going to help him get on his feet.
I do want to make a comment about Karen Gillan's hair in this because it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Karen Gillan, in most things she does, has beautiful hair, except Guardians of the Galaxy. But
which one of the actors was wearing a wig?
She was later on in the show, I believe, because she shaved her head for not just the part of Nebula, but for another thing she was doing. So she had to wear a wig.
Okay. So it kind of sets it up with like a mystery. Like you don't really know.
I mean, you get the impression that he killed his dad.
Killed his dad. Was in therapy for a very long time. Or, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was young, so he wouldn't have went to prison. He just would have been in like a psychiatric hospital.
I have a lot of issues with this, though, too, because it was clear that his mom... well, had suffered from abuse from the dad. So if he had killed the dad, it would have been in self-defense. I don't think
he would have been
in a psychiatric hospital for 10 years. Like, I don't think that would have happened.
He saw a lot of things, so maybe if he would have just shot his dad in self-defense. But then he's like, and ghosts, and this happened, and that happened.
But so was Karen Gillan, though, too. So is her character.
But
he pulled the trigger.
He pulled the trigger.
Okay.
And she might have just kept her mouth shut about
it. That's true. I think that might have been the case.
She probably kept her mouth shut. I don't know what's happening.
Until the brother was released.
She got put into foster care or whatever.
Yeah.
He was institutionalized. So he would have had a whole different...
yeah, that's true.
...set up to deal with it. It flashes back to 11 years earlier. So 11 years had went by.
Yes.
Boom.
There it is.
It's a family moving in. There's Tim and Kaylee as kids. They're playing. The dad bought a bunch of antiques to kind of fill up the house. Mm-hmm. Mom said she wanted antiques, so he went crazy, bought all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. He's a web developer.
Yeah.
Too.
So they're... fairly well off. The house is big and nice and pretty, and it's now full of antiques.
Mm-hmm.
Wife seems happy with it. Flashes back to present day. The brother's moving into apartment. Sister, you promised you'd never forget.
Yeah. She's...
so at first, she's just picking him up like everything's fine.
Like, oh yeah, here's a list of apartments. I got you a phone.
Yeah.
Like, you can stay with us for a while if you want to, and...
yeah. So then I was under the impression like, oh, sister might be crazy.
She's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, you find out later that she's fucking psycho.
Yes. Well, Okay.
I mean, I would be
Flashes
too.
Back. Mom and dad seem happy. Like, everything seems
Everything's
good.
Fine.
Dad goes downstairs to get something to drink. And when he's walking back up the stairs past his study where this big creepy mirror is hanging, he sees a ghost woman.
Marisol.
Yeah.
Enter other woman.
The other woman.
The other woman.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, he like flinches a little bit, but he doesn't seem like terrified.
No. And she has like glass in her eyes. Too.
She's got like they, weird like sparkly shiny. Eyes.
They yeah. look like Riddick eyes.
They kind of do. Kaylee wakes up and looks in the mirror and is getting choked by her dad and then wakes up from a dream.
Yeah. Like we said, this is going to be, I would and highly. That is,
that's current time.
Yes.
I tried to keep track of it.
I would highly suggest watching this and then listening to this. Because then it'll make a lot more sense.
Yeah, it jumps around so much. So she's wakes up. This is current. She has a dream, wakes up. She's being choked by her dad. She also has crime scene photos printed off at work that she like left in the printer that her fiance is like,
what are you doing?
What like, is happening with this?
Yeah.
Somehow she manages. Someone bids on the mirror and buys it.
$16,000.
Yeah. Somehow she talks, I'm assuming the buyer, into getting it checked out by a third party.
Well, because there's a crack in the bottom of the mirror.
Yeah.
That was put there by that yeah. that fateful night.
Well, she it makes it sound like it's unusual for like because it wasn't for a repair. It was just, like, a third person to, like, inspect it to yeah. maybe see if it's getting worse or, I don't know, to document that it's cracked. Mm-hmm. She looks at the crack. Once again, she's loony. Says, you must be hungry, and I hope this still hurts. And she, like, touches the crack in the glass.
Like, we say she's crazy, but I feel like if you experienced all of that, like, you would feel the same way.
No, I wouldn't want to be around it ever again.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I agree with you.
If it came into the auction house that I worked at, I would leave. I wouldn't even look in it.
Yes.
I would want nothing to do with that crazy ghost mirror that killed my parents.
Yes.
Like, and my dog.
She's, I agree with you.
She's on the hunt, though.
She's on it.
Yeah.
She wants that mirror to die.
She sees three statues while she's sitting staring at the mirror in the reflection. Mm-hmm. She turns around and they're all covered with sheets. So she pulls the sheet off two of them and they're just statues. She goes to pull the sheet off the third one. It's very suspenseful. And then someone gets her attention. She turns and talks
to
them. When you see it again, it's the two statues and the third is gone.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, like,
a lot of creepy little things that happen.
Jump scares,
like that.
Too. Yeah.
Back in the past, they're all moved in. Mom's plants are dying. Dad hears something. Oh, Dad hears something. It doesn't make any sense. Kaylee is outside playing, and she looks in, and she sees a woman in his office touching his chest.
Who's the other woman?
Yes.
You never know.
The haunted mirror. That's the finger part, which is so gross to me.
Yeah.
Like, that bothered me.
I am still thinking about it.
Because I not always bite my fingernails, but I definitely chew my cuticles.
I bite my cuticles, too. So, you notice in the flashbacks and stuff that he's wearing a bandage on his left pointer finger. And you're like, okay, cool. Like, cut his
whatever.
Finger or whatever. So, it shows him with a staple remover, like, and you think he's just, like, pulling off the bandage. Like, some scenes are him pulling off the bandage or whatever.
Ugh.
And then it looks to what he's actually doing, and he's pulling off his fingernail.
Oh, my God.
And I watched this part.
I watched it, too, because I didn't know. I didn't know it was coming.
Oh, yeah, because you had never seen
it
before.
I'd never seen it.
Yeah, and he's pulling off his fingernail, and then he just puts another bandage on it.
Yes.
I'm going to go into my problem with this movie towards the end.
Okay.
Because I do have a problem.
So, current time. She tells her brother that she inherited the house. and makes him help her bring in the mirror. Which, she has everything set up to catch the monster.
Or ghost. Have huge issues with this. If your brother had just come out of a psychiatric hospital.
Well, he's well now.
He's well now, right? He is getting an apartment. He has money from their parents' estate that Karen Gillan like held on to. Great.
Start your life.
Why would you reopen this huge can of worms for your brother that has had immense trauma in his life? Why not just do that shit by yourself?
I don't know. Well, she needs another person to like verify like what's happening.
No. Do that shit yourself. If you're that psycho,
do I wouldn't ask you to do that.
Thank you.
I wouldn't want to do that.
I wouldn't ask you to do that either.
If mom and dad had some like haunted relic from their house, I'd be like, bye.
Yeah, like,
stay at the house. I'm throwing you in the river. I don't want this in my life. I don't care if it's a $16,000 mirror.
I would sell it.
Oh, yeah. Sell it. Make it someone else's problem. Make it
someone else's problem.
Not try to end it like she does. No. See, this is making her out now to seem like better, that she's trying to like end this curse.
She is trying to end it, but it's just
not. But it's more revenge.
Yeah.
She's not doing it to save other people. She's doing it as revenge for her parents.
Yes.
She has tons of computer equipment set up, cameras. She goes on about the haunted mirror, about all the deaths. Are you going to?
I'm going to read them. Okay. So she does this in the film, but I'm going to do it for you. So you can just fast forward. No, just kidding. 1754, Philip and Virginia Lasser. It was hung above the fireplace. Philip was found burnt to death near his fireplace. That was in London. Georgia, 1864, Robert Clancy. It hung in his ballroom. He was like a 300-pound guy. He lost an immense amount of weight and his cause of death was starvation. New England, 1904. Mary O'Connor was found in her bathtub full of water and died of dehydration. The mirror was in her bathroom. Wisconsin, 1943. Alice Carden hung the mirror in the nursery, drowned her two kids, and smashed herself with a hammer.
Ugh.
Like, horribly.
Yeah.
1955, undisclosed place, I'm not sure. Tobin Kapp hung it in his bedroom, starved to death, and was found in his bed. Also, his Dalmatian was missing. 1965, San Diego. It hung in a bank. Maria Wicker, who was a teller there, locked her manager in the vault and chewed through a power line. The only person to have known to have tried to destroy the Lasser glass was Oliver Jeffries in 1971 in New York City. It was hanging in his classroom. He went to smash it and ran into traffic. And then the most recent one was Marisol Chavez. She hung the mirror in her bedroom. This was 1975.
Marisol?
Did I?
No, like the ghost in the mirror?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't make that connection.
Oh, yeah. She died from hemorrhaging from a miscarriage. And before this, she had ripped all of her teeth out with pliers and put them in a baggie in her dresser drawer.
Ugh.
And now it belongs to the Russell family in 2002.
Well, sorry. That was very, very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. And Karen Gillan shows pictures, too.
Yes.
Very interesting for...
The brother thinks that she has lost her mind.
Yes. That these were all coincidences, that it doesn't mean anything. Like,
yeah. What, you know, like, just because you have this mirror doesn't make it...
Right.
You could say all of these people had tacos last night for dinner, and then they killed themselves, and then blame tacos. He actually makes an analogy like that.
Yeah.
Back in the past, Dad is typing. Oh, this is the stapler part.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's gross.
It's gross. He's typing, pulls off Band-Aid, and then that's when the staple thing happens.
Nope.
He calls in the kids at one point into his study and asks why they're fucking with his books, because all the books are on the floor, like, laid out in a weird pattern. Kids are like, we didn't do that.
No.
Dad, so they have a yellow lab.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love yellow. I love all labs.
Yeah.
I'm a lab fan.
named Mason.
Yes. The lab is having a complete meltdown at the office door. The parents are fighting. Things are like not going good.
Yeah. There's no home sweet home here.
No, no, no. And I feel like if you're ever in a situation where you move into a new house and within like a few weeks you're fighting ready to kill each other, you should maybe think like...
Think that there's a haunted mirror hanging in the study.
Well, it happens. It happened in Amityville.
It did too. It happened
in The Messengers.
Fuck. There's
lots of haunted houses where like shit starts to fall apart. You need to like maybe think like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
The next day, the dog wants in the office. This is still past times. They lock the dog in the office and then it disappears. There's no dog.
Yeah.
Now, the whole time the brother's arguing it because Kaylee remembers all these things.
And she remembers has made it like, actually happening.
Has made it like supernatural.
Right.
Where the brother is like, well, that's just how we're remembering it. You know, the dog was sick. He was having accidents in the house. Maybe they put him down. We're kids. Yeah. They're not going to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember the dog getting locked in the office and being bad. Well.
Which is still very logical.
It like, is very logical.
You could just think Karen Gillan is psycho.
Yeah, because he remembers the dog being sick.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, the dog probably was sick from the mirror.
Yeah.
The mirror kind of absorbs energy. So it like kills houseplants, pets, eventually people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the more that it absorbs, the larger the radius.
Yes.
Of then
the ghost thing comes up again, like when the adult siblings are arguing kind of about it. And he talks about how there wasn't a ghost. Dad was having an affair. That's why their parents were fighting all the time. He tells her that she needs therapy. Now, the whole time they're fighting, they're standing in the kitchen and they're like yelling at each other.
Yeah.
They go back into the room that the mirror's hanging in. Also, there's a booby trap. Everything is on timers.
Yeah.
So if she isn't there to like mentally like be rational enough to reset the timers on all the different things.
A kill switch.
There's a kill switch. Also on like an hour timer, half hour. And it's a giant boating anchor that's hanging from the ceiling that will
with like a 20-pound weight or 30-pound weight or something.
What? No, it's just a gigantic. Those things are heavy.
It's a boat anchor with a dumbbell weight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just thought it because those anchors themselves are super heavy.
They're super heavy, but it's like a bar that's hanging up with it too with like weights on the end.
Okay.
So it's like.
So that's going to swing down with some major force and smash into the mirror.
Yeah.
Like a pointed anchor.
Yeah.
They go back into the mirror room. All the plants are dead and the cameras are facing each other. So they're not recording anything anymore.
She also puts a dog.
Yeah. She has this little Boston Terrier in a kennel sitting directly in front of the mirror.
Yeah. That Boston Terrier did not know how fucking lucky he was.
Yeah, because I think it's at this point the brother lets the dog out.
Yeah, he's like, no, he's you're like, torturing an crazy. Animal.
Yeah, what are you doing? Well, she rewinds the footage, runs it back, and they're arguing. They're still arguing. They're still having the same conversation. Yeah. But they're like zombie mode, moving all the stuff around in the room, putting the cameras and facing each other.
I don't like this movie. Because I don't like the idea of not being in control of my body.
Yes.
That's one reason, like, why I quit drinking. Because wake up the next morning, don't remember anything you did.
See, I drink a little because I like to be a little not in control occasionally. Yeah. But not to this extent where...
No.
I can't imagine. I'd be just terrified.
It's terrifying me thinking about it. Like, thinking that, like, I'm sitting in this room... Or, like, I'm out in the lawn, but I'm actually sitting in this room.
You were just out on the lawn.
Oh, fuck you. It's just, it gives me a lot of,
don't you
like,
remember? You went out to my car.
Shut up. It gives me...
You look down and, like, your feet are wet from the snow.
A lot of anxiety just thinking of not being in control.
You would be so easy to gaslight.
No shit. Yes. Oh, shut up.
Are you working on it, Mike?
You're dumb. hate you all.
Now you're like worried about it. That mirror is kind of creepy.
Are my feet wet?
God. Yeah, she sees the movie and everything. They find out that at this point, the mirror's like reach is about 30 feet because she put potted plants all over the mm-hmm. house and the plants are dead out to 30 yeah. feet away from the mirror. So they kind of have then like a safe zone. So they think barrier.
Which logically it makes sense. Like
at that point, she gets a call from her fiance who is supposed to call in every hour and check on her.
Every hour. Mm-hmm. Yep.
If
I were the fiance, why the fuck would you let
what?
If I were Michael,
he doesn't know.
That's true.
She tells her fiance that it's because she's hanging out with her brother that like just got out of the hospital.
Oh yeah,
and
I remember
she's gonna help him out, but call every hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, safety first.
Safety.
I did notice, too, that the heat in the house was set to 78 degrees.
That's so fucking warm.
Who does that?
That's warm Who for me. That?
That's horrible. I can't even imagine.
No wonder the plants were dying. Fuck.
Like back sauna. In the past, Mom is vacuuming, but she just has the vacuum running and is standing in front of the mirror. Mom is losing her mind.
Yeah. Do you think it affects kids? Or do you think it's just the parents?
Because
the kids don't, like, they see the ghosts, but they don't, like...
I don't know, because it seems like it would go, like, plants, animals,
smaller
children,
creatures first.
And then adults. Yeah. Like, it would work its way up.
I think the movie would be scarier if it was the kids.
If it affected the kids?
But I'm terrified of kids anyway.
It would be pretty scary. Mom has it in her head that Dad's having an affair.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's, like, heard him talking to somebody in the office. Nobody's been
well,
there.
Well, that and Kaylee was just like, who's that woman in the office? And he, like, brushes it off. Like,
yeah, he's like, there wasn't anybody in there.
But I saw her standing yeah. at the stairs.
Her brother remembers the woman in the office and says, I think she lives there. This is, like, back in olden times. Mm-hmm. Then... Mom finds the doodled paper in his office that says Marisol all over it.
Again, who does that? Who? What adult does that?
Well, he's like going bananas too.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I met Mike, I wrote Chelsea last name all over.
All over with hearts?
Mm-hmm. With hearts.
Little arrows through them?
Yep.
You wrote your initials?
Yep.
You're gross.
Love you, Schmoopy.
You're just worried you're gonna getting gaslighted now.
I am. Oh.
That is when Mom throws a pen at the mirror. And then she's self-conscious because of having kids. You know,
yeah.
You get older, whatever. She's got a C-section scar on her stomach. Well, she goes up to the mirror after throwing the pen and, like, looks at it. And it's all, like... It's way worse because you see it earlier. She's looking at it and it's like a normal thin
yeah.
scar. And now all of a sudden it's like crazy. What?
I would be losing. Like I would you leave? Would you go on a little vacay?
I don't know because you're like losing your mind. You don't
know.
Yeah, she's yeah, not like rationally true. Thinking like, oh, this isn't happening. So she goes after the kids. Attacks her husband.
Yep.
Dad gets her in like...
A chokehold.
And calls 911. When he calls 911, there's just demon voices on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So then he kind of takes it upon himself to like take care of Mom.
Yeah. And Kaylee like watches.
At this point, it's going back and forth a little bit between the timelines.
Like quicker.
Quicker.
A little quicker than... Mm-hmm.
That now it's future time. It's the lights go out. The power goes out in the house. This part was gross, and it's actually the reason I didn't watch it until now. The lights go out, so she's changing light bulbs, and they keep breaking.
Oh, yes. This is now time.
Now time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's changing light bulbs. They're blowing as quickly as she can put them in. She doesn't know what's going on. She has like water in the house, food in the house that they're supposed to have a snack every 45 minutes, yep. water. She has everything timed out to like keep them on the level.
Yeah.
She doesn't actually, it doesn't actually happen. She imagines it's happening. She bites into a light bulb. She picks up the apple this and bites in into it. It's in the preview.
The preview.
And I, after that, I'm like, I don't want to see this.
I never want to watch it
so
again.
So she realizes that her mouth is all bloody. She's like trying to pick the glass out. And then Tim comes in and then all of a sudden it's gone. And she had the apple in her hand.
Yeah.
Or she dropped what she thought was the light bulb.
Yeah.
And it ended up being the apple. So the ghost is like getting to her now too.
Yeah.
Ghost is getting to her.
I don't think it gets to Tim until like later. Because Tim kind of seems to be fighting it a little bit better.
Back in the past, kids don't have any food. Dad has lost it. He's just sitting there staring at the mirror. They're trying to decide like how to get food. Are they asking Dad? Are they going to ask Mom? Mom has been locked in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So the parent or the kids can't see her.
During the time, like, back in the past, like, it starts off and Katie Sackhoff is making them, like, a big dinner. And then later on, it's, like, burnt toast and she's sitting there with, like, a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Well, it shows...
It shows the...
Her, like, falling apart.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, being more and more affected.
Mm-hmm.
So now these kids, there's no food in the house.
Poor kids.
After the course of how long?
Maybe however long.
A few weeks?
It's not. It's 2 weeks from the time they get the
mirror.
Oh, it
is? It's only 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Kaylee is the one that goes to tell her mom that they're out of food. Hang on. When she goes into the bedroom, Mom is chained to the wall. On like...
Yeah.
Like a dog leash, essentially. Is it around her neck?
I can't remember. It's around her neck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's chained to the wall and is like... completely fucked up.
Yes.
Kaylee runs for it, goes to the neighbor to get help. The neighbor comes back over and Dad is like, no bigs.
No, I would have asked to have been like, where's your wife?
If I was the neighbor, I probably would have called the police.
Yeah.
I don't know, because in a situation like that, especially from all the true crime, I'm not going to walk over to that house and be like, hey, what's going on? Your kid said Mom's chained up and you don't have any food. I would call the police.
Yeah.
But that's me being a chick too. Like if Greg or Mike was in that situation, they might be like, oh, let's go check it out. I listen to a lot of true crime.
Yeah.
I'm not going to walk in there.
Which the dad is just like, okay, great. Have a nice day. And when he shuts the door, there's like blood.
His hands are all bloody because he doesn't have any fingernails.
Ugh. Yuck.
Exactly.
I don't like fingernail things.
Me neither.
I think it's because when you were younger, you like potato peeled off your thumbnail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was fun. That was a good time.
I remember that night because it happened like later at night, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think I wasn't even making mashed potatoes. I was just peeling a potato to eat it raw.
I
was holding it in my hand.
I support that.
Going down with the peeler and I hit my thumb and I ripped part of my thumbnail off. With the peeler.
Because I remember I was there and like Dad was like trying to like bandage it up and stuff.
I was losing my mind because blood was going everywhere. Yeah. Good times.
Traumatic.
I actually forgot about that until.
Sorry.
Thanks for that one.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
So funny. What did she say?
Have a nice night.
Are you going to say it in a southern accent?
No.
Balls. What did she say?
Shut up.
Current time crossover. Kaylee is freaking out and she stabs her fiance.
So, yes. She kicks the potted plant against the wall. It's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes back downstairs with her phone camera out.
So that she can see what's actually happening.
What's actually happening. And so she shines the camera down and there's no broken glass anywhere.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay. You didn't win this time, mirror. And then she picks up a piece of the plate Because yeah. for some reason there is like a piece of chipped plate on the ground.
Mm-hmm. I think it's from when she kicked the plant.
Oh, okay. And then she turns around and she sees her mom, who's all fucked up, and she stabs the mom in the neck. Lo and behold, it's Michael, her fiance, that came to check on her.
Yes. After she did that, though, her phone rings and it's her fiance calling to check in.
Yep.
I don't know what I would do at this point other than leave.
Or attempt to leave.
Attempt to leave. I don't really... Oh, I guess I'll tell you after the fact. Tim calls for help. The lights come back on.
Yep.
He actually calls 911, hears a person, so he thinks, makes the call. Mm-hmm.
Michael's actually dead, too. Like, that legitimately happened. She stabbed him in the neck.
Yeah. They see themselves watching the mirror, and the ghost is also in there.
Yeah. Do you think that they were really outside or that they were really watching the mirror?
I don't
because
know.
Because they talk about it, too. When they're out in the lawn, they're just like, no, the ghost wants us to think.
So that we come back in.
So that we come back in.
Or they're trapped staring in front of the mirror.
Trapped staring in front of the mirror.
And
that's what I don't like about this. Like, it's mental and I don't like it.
At that point, I wrote, I have no idea what the fuck is happening.
What is happening, Lasser Glass?
Then it's back in time. Dad and mom. He unties her. The kids are hiding from mom. This then loops back to the beginning where he's trying.
I think this is going to be a pretty quick one.
We've been talking for, not that long.
No, this is going to be a pretty quick one.
We can talk afterwards because I have things to say about it, and I've been trying to keep the flow of the movie going because it is so back and forth.
Yeah.
That once we get through it, like a solid 10 minutes of opinions.
Okay, great. Okay. Me too.
Yes. It loops back to the beginning where everything is going to hell and the kids are trying to get away from the mom and the dad has a gun and it's...
Yeah, the dad releases the mom so they can essentially just go kill the kids.
Yeah. Like, I think it's Kaylee hits mom with a golf club so that her brother can get away.
Yeah.
And she goes out the window. Then Tim shoots the dad.
Mm-hmm. Or the dad.
No. It's so crazy at the end. And I'm trying to watch it and trying to take notes and it's hard.
So Katie Sackhoff jumps on Kaylee and is choking her. And then for a brief glimpse, you see Mama Sackhoff and she's like, oh, Kaylee, I'm so sorry. And then boom, dad shoots her.
Yes.
And then Katie Sackhoff falls off Kaylee. Dad shoots mom again a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's, I think, when one of the kids hits the dad with the golf club.
Oh, and then it was the dad. Okay.
Tim takes the gun and shoots the dad.
Yes.
End scene. Wild.
Yeah.
Cops are called. It's chaos.
And dad shoots mom, no remorse.
No remorse at all. No. He's None. Like, fuck you.
But that is how the mirror gets cracked.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dad essentially asks Tim to shoot him.
Yeah.
Like, he has a moment of, like, clarity and is like, shoot me.
Put me out of my misery, please.
Sorry, I have a scratch in my throat. So as all this is happening, their alarms start going off.
Yeah, the kids are in the room then with the mirror, like hunched under the mirror. And then all of the victims of the mirror come around. And then the alarms start going off. And this part was creepy. All of their mouths open up.
Yeah.
As the sound of the alarm.
Yeah, that was creepy. Then you see Kaylee as a child going to her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually her as a woman going to her mother in the mirror.
Yeah.
And Tim doesn't see her.
No.
So Tim doesn't see her in front of the mirror, takes that opportunity to turn the what is it?
The anchor weight.
That gives him the opportunity to let the anchor go to break the mirror.
Wouldn't you want to know where your sister is, though, before you did that? I feel like even if you didn't see her, you would still want to know.
Everything's losing it.
Yeah.
Everybody's losing it. The anchor falls.
This is pretty gross.
Into the sister who's staring in the mirror.
Yeah, like right in the base of her neck.
Which, that would have went right through her head and into that mirror.
Absolutely. It would have totally broke the mirror.
It would have taken her head off so fast.
Yeah.
Like that Green Bay story.
Yes. Oh, we should talk about that.
Well.
Gross. Okay.
Wow. A woman like decapitated someone basically bare hands.
And, oh, she did?
Well, she had a chain. She was choking with a chain.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, and then he died.
And then she kept choking him with a chain. She
just like raged.
Meth. Meth strong.
Oh.
She was on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know meth exactly. I would assume meth if she wanted to. Bath salts, maybe? It seems like a bath salt drug. Like, crime.
If you're interested, just look up woman, Wisconsin, decapitation.
Yeah.
And just look up that story. She's a pretty woman.
Really?
I think she's not bad looking.
Oh,
from her mugshot.
I didn't really look. I just read the story.
It's a tough one, folks.
So, police show up. It's basically history repeating itself.
Yeah.
They come in. He's saying it's the ghost.
It's the mirror.
The police drag him away. But I kind of wonder, too, like, he didn't set all that stuff up.
No, she did.
Yeah, I know. But they're going to, like, drag him away and charge him for, like, killing the fiance, killing her.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not like he gets out of wherever he was and immediately drops thousands of dollars on equipment and sets up this big elaborate plan in a house that his sister owns.
But maybe they think he rigged it so that.
Well, it'd be on film.
It'd be him on
turning
film.
The timer.
And it is too.
Yeah.
It shows him like turning the timer and killing his sister.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
Mm-mm.
I thought it was too jumbly. I liked it, but I thought it was too jumbly. Like, I walked down my steps last night to go to the bathroom at, like, 2 in the morning. And I was scared of that mirror.
Yeah.
Because I have a mirror in my dining room that has the same kind of ornateness, but it's a round mirror and it's a lot smaller. But, yeah, I painted it black. It originally was gold.
Yeah, I remember. I remember before you painted it.
I painted it, like, white, and then I painted it black. I like it better black.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I just didn't like it. It reminded me a lot of 1408.
Yes, that was a fucked up movie too. Who is John Cusack?
John Cusack.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes,
was like the desk man or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't like it because I just don't like this
psychological bullshit.
I don't like the back and forth. It wasn't hard to follow.
I think it was too much back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they could have done a better job.
But they do that at the end to kind of, like, blend it together. So you don't really know, like, what time period it is. You don't know.
If I have to watch a movie twice, I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah. Or, like, 3 times. I'll give it 3 times. Because there are some movies that I'm like, well, I should watch that again and catch stuff.
I wanted more monsters, less crazy.
Yeah.
I wanted more ghost stuff. Less. One of the fan theories is that the ghost never existed and the whole family was bananas.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
There's also a fan theory that the Lasser glass was in the Hill House. And that's why everybody went psycho.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I went down the Reddit rabbit hole, as you do.
Well, I mean, it was in the Hill House.
Technically, it was.
It was also in The Overlook in Dr. Sleep.
Mm.
So all these, like, ghosts?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I liked it, but I'm a big fan of Karen Gillan and Katie Sackhoff.
I mean, I thought I thought the acting was great.
I think I liked it just because of those actors. Yeah. Not necessarily because the story was phenomenal.
I thought the acting was very well done. I thought the story itself was good. I just, it was not as much supernatural as I would have liked it to have been. Like, I liked how they were talking, thinking they were arguing in the kitchen and moving stuff around in the living room. I wish there would have been more of that, like that kind of thing, where, you know, she sees her brother run up the stairs and then walks into the living room and he's sitting on the couch eating a bag of chips.
Yeah.
More I get of what like that confusion, because it seems like it just goes from zero to a thousand.
It really does. This movie is...
They're in the house like a few hours.
For this movie almost being 2 hours long, I feel like it's a quick movie.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, like... I wish there would have been more of the supernatural type story to it. Mm-hmm. More weird things going on. Like, I kind of wish that she would have, like, sold her car to buy the mirror. And then her brother moves in with her.
And then she's like, surprise.
And then it's more of, like, a long-term thing. Or, like, maybe they didn't blame the mirror at all the first time. And they're like, yeah,
And they want the mirror as kind of like a, this was in our parents' home.
Yeah.
Which, we do that shit.
Yeah.
Haunted kitchen table. Fuck.
So, I would have liked it to have been more like that. But then, I guess, if it was more like that, it would have been more like Hill House or, you know, where it's a little bit slower scare instead of just like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And it was like 1408. And 1408 was very scary.
1408 was really, from what I remember. And I think I saw it in the theater with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know. I just, it wasn't, I feel like in this time period between like 2005 or 2000 and like 2020, a lot of movies came out that are like, this is so scary, this is so scary. But it's kind of, there's a lot of jump scares.
Yeah.
But not...
I don't know if I should say this, but I don't consider just having jump scares in a movie scary.
No,
me like, either. It needs to have more than just...
The reason is because you can only watch it once and it's only scary one time.
Yeah, because then you'll just watch it through your fingers the whole time.
Yeah.
Or not watch it.
Because even the messengers, like, those I wouldn't technically call jump scares.
Yeah.
Like the feet was a jump scare, like some of it, but like we did the messengers, but the ghost like crawling on the ceiling and the reflection, like that kind of thing, scares me over and over again.
Yes.
What movie is it where it's like broad daylight and there's like the red, like Darth Maul face behind the guy talking?
Insidious.
Yeah. That's a crazy jump scare.
Yeah.
But it's only going to get me one time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That was considered like one of the scariest jump scares in like.
Because it's broad daylight.
It's broad daylight. Nobody expects crazy shit to happen in broad daylight.
No, which is why everybody liked Midsommar. Because it's like all bright and colorful and then like all this crazy shit's going on.
The more that I think on it, I'm kind of with you on Midsommar.
Yeah.
I still like it. But I don't know if I would watch it again.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I know is like, oh, it's so fucked up. It's so good.
My friend Caitlin like loves that movie. She loves all of the A24 movies, though.
Okay.
Like that production company. I feel like
we just disappoint I disappoint a lot of people where they're like, this is my favorite scary movie. I love
and
it
you're
so
like,
much.
I've watched it a million times.
And I'm like, I'm seeing better.
I don't know many people, though, that were like, oh my god, Oculus, it's so good, like you should watch it. Like, I enjoy it, but
yeah, if it was on, I wouldn't like sit down and watch it, though.
Right. And I think if you're a Karen Gillan fan or something, like, you should see it just because she does a really good job in it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Her characters is very like I said, they're very good actors. Everyone in it's great. It's just,
you're like, it was kind of a letdown.
It was. Especially since I didn't watch it for years and years because in the preview, she bites a light bulb.
That, I'm trying to think of the worst part in the movie. I think the light bulb part or the nail part.
Yeah. But even those, yeah, the nail part, I think.
I just, I'm one of those people that if I see something happening to somebody,
you're like, ooh.
I can like feel it kind of happening to me. And I'm like, ooh, no, it's weird. Like I can feel me like taking staple.
I don't know why that just reminded cutter. Me. Today, this is a side story. Like I said, I have a lot, what, I have a lot to talk about.
What time are we at, Mike?
What?
About as long as
Okay, that's
good.
Fine.
We're good.
I have a story when you're talking about like imagining someone else's pain. So Greg was adjusting Ruby's collar today and he took it off and he's like, wow, you're getting chunky. I got to make your collar bigger. And she immediately jumped on him right in the nuts.
Fuck you, Dad.
And I laughed so hard. I'm like, you just told her she was getting fat. Like, what do you think she's going to do? It's winter.
It is winter.
She's two now. You know, she's like an adult dog. She's not puppy skinny anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was my little side story. She totally knew, though. Oh, yeah. She totally knew.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck you.
But yeah, like, if I'm watching like a horror movie or something, like, what was that one? Well, it was Saw, where the woman gets her ribs ripped out. I was like,
oh, yeah. I don't like Saw because of those. I only saw like
I can
the
just,
first couple. And then I'm like, I don't like it. So, well, I don't like watching people get tortured.
Like, I can imagine myself too well in those situations and I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't like torture stuff.
Icky.
It's icky.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review, and a website, /yourmoviereview.com.
All right. I don't have anything else to say about it. So I hope everybody has a good week and enjoyed the podcast tonight.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.